To start off, why do teacher evaluations matter?
How many ineffective teachers does it take for a student to be lost in a system?
New Hampshire's Education Commissioner Virginia Berry.
You know, some research implies that if you have 2 years of an ineffective teacher in your early years of reading, the likelihood that you'll be a proficient reader by third grade has been significantly reduced.
Nobody wants that, which is why the state has been working to create a system that schools can use to identify teachers not doing a good job. In 2011, New Hampshire passed a law requiring all schools to have an evaluation policy, but local school districts are free to craft that policy however they see fit. The DOE is proposing a model evaluation in which principals do multiple observations of teachers in front of their class, have meetings where teachers set goals for the year and present a portfolio of lesson plans and activities, and, here's the trickiest part, find some way to use student test scores to rate teachers. The state recommends combining that information to rank teachers as highly effective, effective, needs improvement, or ineffective. And while the rating would be considered in the conversation over whether to walk a teacher out the door, it's also to identify teachers who need help.
You know, some people believe teachers are born, and some people believe they're made.
Once weak teachers and exactly what they're struggling with is identified, districts can better target them with mentoring from veteran teachers, workshops, and follow-ups. But parts of this model don't necessarily sit well with many New Hampshire teachers and principals.
Do you guys think that this type of system could work if it was just sort of plunked down on the heads of a school?
Here are fourth grade teacher Stephen Dano and principal Jeff Valance, who work at the Lime School, a K-8 school in the Upper Valley.
No. I don't think anybody agrees with that.
Lime is in the midst of creating and piloting its own teacher evaluation system. It includes multiple observations by administrators and a paid outside consultant, responses from surveys given to students and parents, and frequent sit-downs with the principal. They're still working out if there's some way to integrate test scores or grades in some way into the evaluation. But as Lime Superintendent Mike Harris points out, even in their school district, where teachers are on board, it's been a tough process.
And there are serious doubts on the parts of teachers about whether this can work and work accurately and fairly.
According to the National Educators Association, 16% of New Hampshire schools still don't have a teacher evaluation policy. And around New Hampshire, there's a lot of variety in how comprehensive evaluations are. For example, a 2010 survey found 76% of evaluations included unannounced observation of teachers, but only 16% included some measure of student growth, such as how much students' test scores increased while they were with a given teacher. All that local variety might soon end. The Federal Elementary and Secondary Education Act, or ESEA, is up for renewal. And if Congress ever gets around to it, the feds might just make local control over evaluations a thing of the past. Commissioner Berry says she thinks schools should plan for the future.
But I do believe in all transparency, honesty, that ultimately there'll be some kind of reporting system for those schools that accept federal dollars. So you're kind of like being proactive in getting a place together.
If Barry's right, the trying experience that teachers and administrators in Lyme are undergoing right now could be on deck for a lot of other New Hampshire schools. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.